Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show.
Hi, Krista. Hi, Becca. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast.
Hello.
So first, tell us a little bit about yourself. Maybe Krista goes first and then Becca goes next and what that, you know.
Self. It's so weird talking about myself and not like us as a unit, but I'll just talk about us as a unit, you know, but we're romance authors, you know, we write new adult contemporary romance, definitely the angsty versions, lots of emotion. We always consider ourselves very character driven writers. Mm-hmm. So we write a lot of character relationships, character developments, that type of things. But we've been writing for a while, since like middle school, and we've been published almost 10 years. It'll be 10 years in June. So it's been a wild ride.
Yeah. Our slogan is always Krista's the science nerd and I'm the comic book geek, because Krista actually started out about to go to pre-med before this like entire journey. Yeah. And I am just a geek who likes X-Men and TV. And so Krista's definitely like the more, I don't know, methodical brain and scientific brain.
Science brain. Becca's more like the creative brain, even though I do have like creative aspects, but we're definitely very different and complement each other really well. And I think that's what makes our books so better than if we had been writing separately.
Alone. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I love the fact that there's like, it feels like a little bit about both of you infusing each book. There's in each of the characters, just something to be said about both of your characters. And what people don't know is you're twins. So they're, and it is a family affair. If I'm assuming, if I remember correctly, like your whole family supports you in this journey of writing.
Yes. Our mom, a lovely mom who we call our Rose Calloway, is like another, we always say it's like a three woman project, because she's like behind the scenes. She's been our proofreader for the longest time. And she also now has helped us with the signed paperback bookstore.
Yeah. She's shipping everything for us, our little shipping manager. So she's wonderful.
Oh my gosh. So we got to start from the beginning because the series actually was picked up 10 years later, you know, to a publisher. So it is Cinderella stories, like you overnight sensation, but it's been around for some time. So talk to us about the Dictet series and then the whole world, you know, how it opened up.
Yeah. So the Dictet series, we always pitch it as it's basically about childhood best friends who pretend to be in a relationship to hide their addictions from their families. Mm-hmm. And we wrote it when we were in college. So it's like about college age characters, and we were the same age as our characters. So it definitely has this very like nostalgic vibes for us now being 10 years later, because it's like, it's just such, I don't know, it's such college-y days.
Yeah, I think that the things that we were going through or the themes in our lives definitely transcended into the books.
Yeah, and even back then, it wasn't like this instant success. It took around 3 books for any readers to kind of like pick it up and it to gain traction. And in our heads, it became very popular back then, but nothing like it is now. And we always attribute it to readers. I mean, readers really have been such a champion of the series, and word of mouth has really just maintained that level of readership for so long. And to see it become what it is today and a publisher pick it up and for print, it is this little Cinderella story. And I feel like the characters are these kind of underdogs in a way, and they are really scrappy and try to fight for themselves because they are going through so much. And I feel like the series reflects that in a way too, how it kind of became what it is, and it took a really long time, but yeah, it is kind of awesome.
I think that we were lucky that we have had so many readers keep this series alive throughout so many years. Like they could have forgotten about it, but I mean, even you, like, the readers have remembered these characters and brought them up and keep recommending them. And I think that is a huge reason why 10 years later it has resurged into the world.
Yeah, no, to listeners, I have been a huge fan of the series. I read the series in 2016 because a couple of people were diehard fans of the series in BookTube. And so BookTube was like, that was having its moment of new adult. And they're like, you need to read the series. And I remember being like, okay. So I read the first book. I was like, I'm not sure what's happening. And then I just like, I binged it 10 books later and the long epilogue. And I was like dying for Damage Like Us. I was like, when is Damage Like Us is coming back? Like, when is it going to happen? You know, and it was like this whole process, like, you know, it's kind of like fun to see, like, a few years later, you know, talk about the series and then like book talk, discovering the series and like, you know, beloved series and giving it a new life. And like the series is just like, it just keeps talking about this, you know, the characters stay with us. Like, I at one point I was paying your Patreon just to get the extra scenes. You know, like, I need more. Like, because there's something about to be said about this world. Like, you're just immersed with it. You're just like, you want to be like Rose. You want to be friends with Daisy. You want to know, like, you want to hang out with Lily. You want to like see the kids grow up. You want to see their struggles, and you want to see them overcome them and have their happily ever after. And you've been able to give that to readers, which is kind of like fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I think that we're as obsessed with the characters as readers are. So it's one of the best like things to know that readers out there want the exact same thing. Like like you guys want more. And so being able to just like be allowed to sit down and create more and knowing that people are going to consume it is such a gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we got to talk about the spinoff series, which is the Like Us series, which is about how many books you have so far? 13 books or?
We have the 12th one is about to come out, but it's going to be 13 books.
Yeah. So it's about the spinoff. It's about the kids of the core six, you know?
Yes.
Yes, that was honestly so much fun. It's definitely a different vibe than the Addicted series. I remember coming out of the Addicted series, we're like so exhausted because they go through so much pain in that series, and we're like, we just need something that's like light, fun, just like a different vibe. And so with like the Like Us series, it definitely has all of these like addicted feels and characters, but it's definitely more, I would feel good, like a feel good vibe.
It's fun because it's like the Addicted series is really how do these people become famous, and then their children is about being raised already famous. So like fame is almost like a third parent, because it's something that dramatically influences and shapes their life. And you know, they're known for things that their parents have done throughout the whole series. So it's really fun because a lot of the things that come to play in the Addicted series is brought back into the Like Us series, and really shapes a lot of the characters. And it's been really, really fun.
Yeah. To create. And we love sagas. So, you know, long series are jam.
Yeah. Yeah. And as a reader, I am consumed by them. I'm like, yes, give me more.
Yeah.
Let me just watch you, you know, read a book. Let me just watch you hang out, you know. So, all right. So you have a new series coming out at Berkeley. Can you tell us a hint of what to expect for this new series? Because I know it's a new series altogether.
Yes.
Yeah. It's about two families of con artists, and the main girl, Phoebe, decides to leave her life of deception with her best friend and start a new life in this small New England town. And her best friend's older brother follows them, and he's like, this is not going to work out. Like, I'm going to be here to pick up the pieces. There's no way that you're going to be able to stop conning.
Yeah, he's like full con mode, and she's like, I just want to be honest. And he's like, I don't believe you. And it's very like morally gray characters. So if you like those types of books, this is probably going to be right up your alley.
Yeah. It has like, we love childhood friends to lovers. And it does have like the history of like them knowing each other for mm-hmm. so long.
We always equate it to like if there was a con artist show on the WB back in the day, like One Tree Hill, the OC, but make it like a con artist.
Dawson's Creek.
Those
era.
Are the vibes.
Yeah.
And that sounds right up my alley. So now I just need to wait for it. So
that's the hardest part.
Yeah. It is okay. So, all right. So let's chat some book recommendations. What kind of books do you tend to read?
So when we're actually like writing, I tend to read off genre because it's just easier. I feel like the doubt monster comes in when I'm reading romance while I'm writing romance. And I'm like, oh my God, everyone's so amazing. Yeah. I am a terrible writer. And so I have to like, be like, okay, you know, I got to read like thrillers, fantasies, mm-hmm. yeah. things like that.
Yeah. I'm the same exact way. I just completely doubt myself when I read romance while I'm writing it, because I'm like, these authors are amazing. And what am I doing with my life? So yeah, I'm definitely reading more like fantasy, paranormal, dystopian.
Yeah, but we do consume romance as well. And if we do consume romance, usually it's like it has to be like romantic comedy, or there has to be a thriller aspect in there, or it's something that I know I would like never be able to write it.
Yeah. Yep.
And so I'm like, okay, I feel good, because this is like, I can't compare myself that much to this.
Like, or an audiobook. I've tended, like, I can listen to romance and like not be as, you know, in my head about it as if I was like reading it. So sometimes I definitely listen to a lot more audiobooks these days.
Yeah. I love this. And do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
Yes.
So I am a huge fan of the show Yellowstone, 1886, 1923, all of the Montana stuff with the, you know, ranching. And I was like, I need a series set in Montana. I need to live my Montana fantasies. And Devney Perry has a series called The Edens. And I just read Indigo Ridge and I loved it. I felt like it was a cozy mystery within the hot romance. And I was like, this is perfect. I immediately downloaded Juniper Hill. I got them in hardcover because I love hardcovers. So she has hardcovers. And I was like, this is going on my shelf. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I highly recommend The Edens. And it's about a family of six children. And I love families. Obviously, me and Krista constantly are writing about families. I'm like, where has this been all my life? So yes, I highly recommend The Edens.
Yeah, I have to read that. Becca, just like, I feel like you just pitched me, like, I'm going to read it now. No,
I can tell you the Juniper Hill, it gets better for each book. They are so different. Juniper Hill is by far my favorite, but they all get better. Like, at Garnet Flats is like completely different. It's like sports.
I love that.
Like, so they're very different from each other, but it's the whole family. It's just like has a place in my heart. It's so good.
I love that in a series, because you kind of just, it feels new each time. Mm-hmm. And I've already started reading Juniper Hill, and that, and Knox is really hot. So I'm like, I'm all about it.
Yeah. I have been reading a lot of Abby Jimenez. I started with her Part of Your World. That book blew me away. That was probably my favorite book of last year.
Krista talks about it all the time. I was like, oh my gosh, so, I feel like I just read this book.
Yeah, like her characters are just, I feel like they're so real. And I love that she writes in like dual POV. And I just read the Happily Ever After playlist and I was obsessed with that one too. I feel like I'm becoming like such a big fangirl because I ordered Nadia cakes. Like she's the owner of that. I was like,
yeah, for Valentine's Day, Chris like, we're getting Nadia cakes. I was like, all right, I'll eat them.
I was like, she keeps mentioning them in her books and I know she owns the bakery. Yeah. And I was like, I just want a cupcake. So
it is on purpose because I've interviewed Abby. Abby has come to the show and she's like, I would always include all my business and all my stuff. And, you know, Sunman Mike, her dog, it makes a cameo into the books. There are certain things she makes a cameo. She's like, it's on purpose. And then usually
it works.
And I'm like, I want to get Nadia's cakes. Like, I love that now.
It worked so hard. I was like, I love this. I love your writing. I just want to support you in everything you do. I'm getting your cupcakes.
And the cupcakes were good.
They were really good.
Yeah. And have you followed her on TikTok? She's hilarious on TikTok.
No, I need to. I just started getting into TikTok again. So
she is like her daughter. She was like, I'm worried about my daughter, you know, on the internet. Her daughter's just trolling Hellman's mayonnaise. She's like, I can't believe, you know, like, well, she's just trolling a mayonnaise company. Like, what can you do?
That's hilarious.
So yeah,
that's really cool.
But it's so good. So all right, Chris and Becca, tell us where we can find you online.
Okay. So we are on Instagram.
Yeah, I think we're mainly on Instagram. It's our at is AKBM Richie, but you can find all our socials from our website. It's kbrichie.com.
Yeah. Some of our socials have KB and then the letter M as in like Michelle. Because KB Richie was taken. Michelle and Marie. Our middle names are Michelle and Marie. So we were like, we'll just stick the M in there. I don't know. Yeah. We probably should have done like KB Richie author, but
this was 10. We were, sometimes yeah. I think about this. We were 22 when we started out and I'm just like, I'm going to give ourselves a pass now.
Yeah. Like, yeah,
it's okay.
I'm like, it happened. And you know what? It's too late.
Yeah. It's too late.
It is all good. So we'll put the information in the show notes. So you should
awesome.
Be okay, perfect.
All right, Kristen, Becca, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get 2 audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of 1 with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you once for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.